Okay, we are going to continue with our journey through the sitter. We are up to Mizmor Lasoda, a very small capital of Tehillim, but there is plenty to talk about. Before we begin, tonight's shiur will be Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Tzvi ben Moshe, my grandfather, whose yahrzeit is tonight. Not connected to Yom HaShoah, even though he did go through the Holocaust, or he was in Germany for Kristallnacht. But his yahrzeit is tonight, along with all those who don't have a particular yahrzeit, and therefore they default to Yom HaShoah. So, Le'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Tzvi ben Moshe will be our learning for this evening. So, the first thing that we have to remember is when we discuss Mizmor Lasoda is as follows. What is the source for this capital of Tehillim? So the answer is, well, what do you mean? What's the source for the capital of Tehillim? It is Tehillim. It's Tehillim Kuf. It's the 100th Psalm. But there is more to it than just being the 100th Psalm. The Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis has a discussion about adding. There's a when you add on to Yerushalayim, there is an added celebration, and that added celebration includes the prayer of Mizmor Lasoda, as well as Yoshe B'Seser Elyon and others. In fact, the Rashi explains what is this all about. Why is Mizmor Lasoda part of this prayer when there's a celebration for adding on to Yerushalayim? He said that part of all of when we begin the Psalm 90, which is Tefillah LeMoshe, so Tefillah LeMoshe all the way through to Tehillim Kuf, Tefillah LeMoshe through Mizmor Lasoda, that was all sung by Moshe during the building of the Mishkan. And therefore, when you want to add on to Yerushalayim itself, we're also going to add on a few of those tefillos, including Mizmor Lasoda. So what you see from Rashi's approach over here in the Gemara, based on the Gemara in Shavuos, Rashi writes that Mizmor Lasoda is a prayer of thanks, the prayer of thanksgiving for the building of the Mishkan. So that's why it has become such an important tefillah. But that means that Mizmor Lasoda was actually written by Moshe. So even though it's in Tehillim, it was written by Moshe. That's how Rashi understands it. Tosfos understands it a little. Well, there's another Rashi as well. Tosfos in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Mizmor Lasoda was instituted as part of the Korban Torah offering. In other words, the Korban Torah was offered every single day. Not every single day, I'm sorry. Whenever there was a reason to bring a Korban Torah, an offering of thanksgiving, a Korban was brought, and along with the Korban was the Mizmor was recited. But again, that wouldn't necessarily mean that Moshe wrote Mizmor Lasoda if it's connected to the Korbanos, since the Korbanos began, well, potentially, that's not true. The Korbanos began in the Mishkan, so therefore it would be that Moshe wrote the Psalm of Mizmor Lasoda. So whether you go on Rashi's approach or whether you use Tosfos' approach, either way, it seems pretty clear that Moshe, I'm sorry, was the author of Mizmor Lasoda. Now, in fact, Rashi in his Siddur, not just in his commentary in the Gemara, Rashi in his Siddur explains that there is a unique connection of the Korban Torah to Mizmor Lasoda, and that's because there are four psukim of Mizmor Lasoda, and those four psukim of Mizmor Lasoda connect to the four different types of breads that accompany the Torah. But along with the Korban Torah comes the Lachmei Torah, and the Lachmei Torah are 40 different loaves of bread. 30 technically are actually not chametz, and only 10 of them are chametz. But the point is that the four psukim of Mizmor Lasoda are connected to each one to 10 loaves of bread. However, if you look carefully in the Tehillim of Mizmor Lasoda of Psalm 100, you'll see there are actually five psukim, not four psukim. So how exactly does that work? So the commentaries explain that the first line, Mizmor Lasoda Hariyu LaHashem Kol Haaretz, that a song of thanksgiving. The whole world should, the whole land should give thanks, should be hari, or throw, have a teruah, blow the some sort of a trumpet, a shofar blast. That was added later on by David HaMelech. So now we now understand the connection between how it entered into the Psalms when it was written by Moshe. So Moshe wrote it. Moshe composed 10 of the Psalms, Tefillah LeMoshe, that we say every Shabbos, Psalm 90 all the way through Psalm 100, and then they were adopted by David HaMelech and made it into Tehillim. And Mizmor LaSoda, Rashi, the commentaries point out, the first line of Mizmor LaSoda potentially was not written by Moshe, potentially was written by David HaMelech, but that's a little unclear. But again, everyone agrees that Mizmor LaSoda was actually written by Moshe. But we see from these two explanations that I just mentioned before, Rashi's first explanation was that the Mizmor LaSoda was composed for the building of the Mishkan, as opposed to Tosos's approach that the Mizmor LaSoda was instituted as part of the Korban Torah offering. We have two aspects now to this tefillah. Either it's because of Hodah, giving thanks. We're thankful for the, specifically, we're being thankful for the building of the Mishkan, or it's connected to the Korban Torah offering, that it has something unique to what was offered in the Beis HaMikdash. So, is it about giving thanks in general, or is it about something that's connected to the temple, to the Beis HaMikdash? It is important to note that the Gemara in Brachos, when discussing the idea of the Bracha of Hagomel, that this Mizmor LaSoda is actually one of the sources for the concept of giving thanks. This is connected to Berachas HaGomel. In fact, Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur that we say Mizmor LaSoda for what reason? Because we don't always appreciate or aren't always aware of the daily miracles that take place. And this psalm is our way of saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually when we have there are four reasons given why you make a Berachas HaGomel, and otherwise, we may not think about making that bracha of Hagomel, because there are so many miracles that happen. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, we mentioned during Shemona Esrei. There's so many miracles that happen, but we don't properly express them or show our appreciation. So, explains Rav Yaakov Emden, that's why it made it into our Siddur as part of the davening, that we're always giving thanks. And that's why Mizmor LaSoda is a very important tefillah that was added in to Psukei DeZimra. But now, based on these two ways of understanding the reason behind Mizmor LaSoda, we'll have nafkaminas in terms of when we say Mizmor LaSoda or how to say Mizmor LaSoda. And we'll see that in a little bit. In fact, by the way, I didn't mention this, that in terms of giving thanks, the Avud Raham mentions that God's name is mentioned four times in the psalm, connected to the four different ways of giving thanks, which were required by the Mishnah in Brachos about giving about Birchas HaGomel. So it says God's names four times, connected to the Mishnah statement of four types of people who have to give Hodah, who have to give thanks. Okay, so those are the two main rationales for Mizmor LaSoda, for its institution, for its design, how it made it, how it was created. However, there's actually a third aspect to this tefillah, which I saw quoted by the Maharsham, Rav Shalom Mordechai Shvadran, who was the head of the community in Brezin, but in Ukraine. So the Maharsham quotes the Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi says as follows, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe to do vidui, to be misvade, sounds a lot like the word Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe to be misvade on the Sa'ir La'azazel, and then by Yom Kippur, and then that goat would be sent away, when he said, be mizvada, so he put his hands on it, on the animal, and said, Mizmor LaSoda. So Toda and Mizvada sound very similar, and that, therefore, is a third aspect to the source for Mizmor LaSoda. Either way, again, all three approaches, it was created by Moshe. Moshe was the one who recited, Mizmor LeSoda. But those are the three again. The main two. Let's just repeat. Number one, either it was Hodah for the Hakamas HaMishkan, or number two, it was connected specifically to the Korban Toda. So that is the source. So in terms of sourcing Mizmor LeSoda, that's the background information. Now let's get to some more practical implications of the psalm itself. Do we recite Mizmor LeSoda every single day? So perhaps we can say it depends on what we just established before. If we say that the tefillah of Mizmor LeSoda is a function of just giving thanks in general, then we should say Mizmor LeSoda every single day. Shabbos, Yontif, Pesach, doesn't make a difference. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, if the whole point is to give thanks, just like we gave thanks for the building of the Mishkan, so we should say Mizmor LeSoda every single day. However, if we say that the Mizmor LeSoda is a function of the Korban Toda, well, then we have to say, wait a second. We would love to say Mizmor LeSoda every single day, but if we don't bring a Korban Toda every single day, then we're not going to recite Mizmor LeSoda. So on days when the Toda was not brought, for example, Shabbos or Yontif or Pesach or Chol HaMoed Pesach, well, then we wouldn't say Mizmor LeSoda. Interestingly, if you look in Siman and Aleph, the Tur writes or quotes a custom not to recite Mizmor LeSoda on Shabbos and Yontif. And the reason is that the Toda wasn't offered on those days, since the Korban Toda wasn't brought on a Shabbos or Yontif, so we wouldn't say Mizmor LeSoda. But the Tur says, I don't understand. That to me, he says the Tur, I disagree. He said, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, we're going to know that we don't bring a Korban Toda on Shabbos or Yontif. That's fine. But now, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no need to be concerned that if I say Mizmor LeSoda now, I'm going to think that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, I'm going to be allowed to bring a Korban Toda on Shabbos and Yontif. So that doesn't make sense to me. And therefore, the Tur wrote that even if you're of the opinion that Mizmor LeSoda, that if Miz, that Mizmor LeSoda might be a function of the Korban Toda, you should still say it on Shabbos and on Yontif. So, based on what we've established, it sounds like there's good reason to say Mizmor LeSoda every single day. Whether you believe it's a function of Hakaras HaTov, or whether it's a function of Karbanos, even then you should still say Mizmor LeSoda. The Maharil has had a custom to recite Mizmor LeSoda even on Shabbos and Yontif, but he would do one thing. He would skip the first two words of the psalm. He would begin with Hariu Lashem Kol Ha'aretz, and he wouldn't say Mizmor LeSoda, so that you take away the immediate connection of Toda, of the Korban Toda, and therefore you won't be confused. That was the Maharil's approach. How do we paskin? How do we rule? So the Ramah rules that Ashkenazim do not recite Mizmor LeSoda on days when the Toda is not brought, going with that approach in the Tur, which the Tur argues with. So we don't say Mizmor LeSoda on Shabbos, on Yontif, on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, and even on Erev Yom Kippur. We don't recite Mizmor LeSoda. The reason why we don't recite Mizmor LeSoda on Erev Yom Kippur is because you have a day and a night to eat the Korban Toda. The problem is that if you start on the day of Erev Yom Kippur, you're fine, but you have the whole night to eat it, which the fast already began. So therefore, we don't offer a Korban Toda on Erev Yom Kippur. Therefore, Mizmor LeSoda is not recited on Erev Yom Kippur. As Sfardim, from my son Rav Avadia Yosef writes that Sfardim do not say Mizmor LeSoda on Shabbos and Yontif, but they do recite it on Erev Pesach and on Erev Yom Kippur. But I think I saw the general minhag from Rav Avadia, as he writes, it's not to recite it on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur itself. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Sfardim would say it, but not on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur itself. No one has the custom to recite it. There is an interesting discussion about Tisha B'Av and Erev Tisha B'Av. Do we recite Mizmor LeSoda then or not? Well, if it's a function of Korbanos and the Korban Toda, well, we would bring a korban Torah on the ninth day of Av. The only reason why we don't bring a korban on the ninth day of Av is because there isn't the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So therefore, there doesn't seem to be a reason why not to say Mizmor LaSoda. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah rules that we do recite Mizmor LaSoda on Erev Tisha B'Av and on Tisha B'Av. However, there are others who say that it doesn't seem appropriate to recite Mizmor LaSoda on Tisha B'Av, especially when you're talking about Ivduz Hashem B'Simcha, Bo'olafanav Birnana. There's so much joy involved, and Tisha B'Av is not designed to be such a joyous day, so maybe it would be more appropriate not to recite it, but the general custom is to recite Mizmor LaSoda on Tisha B'Av and Erev Tisha B'Av as well. Now, the question that we have to ask ourselves is also, how did Mizmor LaSoda become part of Pesukei Dezimra? We know that Mizmor LaSoda was written by Moshe. We understand its significance, whether it's connected to the Mishkan, whether it's connected to Korbanos, or maybe it's even connected to the Sayer LaAzazel. Either way, and we know it's an important Mizmor, but how did it make it into Pesukei Dezimra? Well, here it actually was not instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. It was added as it was a later addition into davening. That seems to be that the first time it's mentioned to have Mizmor LaSoda in the davening is around the 12th or 13th century by the Sefer HaManig. The Sefer HaManig writes that Mizmor LaSoda is said during Shachris in Pesukei Dezimra, and that's where it has been since. Of course, when I say that's where it's been since, is a little unclear because Sfardim and Ashkenazim place Mizmor LaSoda at a different part of Pesukei Dezimra. So they agree that it belongs in Pesukei Dezimra. It plays an important function. But now the question is, why is it placed specifically where it is in the davening? So if you think about the Ashkenazic approach, we know we started with Mizmor Shir. Going to review now. Quick review. Mizmor Shir is the song that Shlomo sang. It's David's kapitel of Tehillim, but Shlomo sang it in order to open up the Su'ush Arm Rashechem, and since all of the Pesukei Dezimra is from David HaMelech, so we mention Shlomo first, invoking David's name, then we mention we have Baruch Sha'amar, which is the beginning bracha of Pesukei Dezimra, and then we go straight into Hodu. Hodu is connected to the David HaMelech, and the bracha that was the blessings that were the prayers that were recited every single day in the Ir David before the Beis HaMikdash was built, where the Mishkan was. That's where they would recite all the Hodu, connected to the Levim would sing Hodu, connected to bringing of the Korban Tamid. One is the Karmat Tabashil Shachar, one is the Tamid Sher Bein Harbayim. So the Hodu was recited, one part was recited every morning, and one part was recited every evening. So now it's Hodu. After Hodu, we get to Mizmor LaSoda, because we know we have, after Divrei Hayomim, we have those extra psukim scattered from different parts of Tehillim, later editions. But the next piece, the next segment, or the next section, is Mizmor LaSoda. So Mizmor LaSoda is connected to Hodu. In what way is Mizmor LaSoda connected to Hodu? Well, we think about it in two ways. Number one, who's saying Mizmor LaSoda in the Beis HaMikdash, or potentially even in the Mishkan? It was the Levim. They were the ones offering. They were the Kohanim were offering the Korbanos. The Levim were the ones singing. So the Levim were singing Mizmor LaSoda, and the Levim were also the ones singing Hodu LaHashem, Kiruv Shmel. So you have songs of the Levim connected to song juxtaposed to more songs of the Levim. So it makes sense to place Mizmor LaSoda right after Hodu. There's also another nice connection between the two, which is at the end of the Hodu, the last addition from, or last pasuk used from Tehillim is Ashira LaHashem Ki Gamal Alai. Let me praise Hashem because He's done so much for me. And then we say Mizmor LaSoda, how much thanks we have. So there is a very nice and seamless connection in the Ashkenazic tradition as we transition from Hodu to Mizmor LaSoda. But according to the Sephardic tradition, it's a little bit different. In the Sephardic tradition, we know we begin with Hodu, and then eventually we get to Mizmor Shir, Baruch Sha'amar, and right after Baruch Sha'amar, the first fila is Mizmor Lasoda. So the question is, why would the placement of Mizmor Lasoda be right in the beginning, right of Psukei Dezimra, technically, right after Baruch Sha'amar? So perhaps we can say that due to the uniqueness of this tefillah, the one that was recited by Moshe Rabbeinu, there's so much meaning into it, this prayer of the Psalm of Thanksgiving, perhaps they, in the Sephardic tradition, they wanted it to be considered part of the Ikare Psukei Dezimra, the main parts of Psukei Dezimra. We know from last week, not last week, from before Pesach, when we had a discussion about Psukei Dezimra and what are the main parts of Psukei Dezimra, we know that the main parts are Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, maybe some of the Hallelukas, and Yishtabach. So, but that essentially means that anything between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach are more strongly connected to Ikare Psukei Dezimra than if it was before Baruch Sha'amar. So in the Sephardic tradition, there are a bunch of tefillos, like Hodu and others, before Baruch Sha'amar. So they're not exactly part of the main, they're not part of the main section of Psukei Dezimra, and therefore they wanted Mizmor Lasoda to be part of the main section, and it was added there. Why right after Baruch Sha'amar? Well, clearly Mizmor Lasoda plays a very prominent role in this idea about giving thanks, and therefore, according to the Sephardic tradition, we have Mizmor Lasoda right after Baruch Sha'amar. Okay, so now we understand, we've discussed the source for Psukei Dezimra, we've discussed whether we say Mizmor Lasoda every day, or when we do not say Mizmor Lasoda, and why or why not. We mentioned that how Mizmor Lasoda became a part of Psukei Dezimra. Now we've also discussed why Psukei Dezimra is in the specific location within Psukei Dezimra. And now we head to the next question, which is as follows. Are we supposed to sing Mizmor Lasoda, or are we not supposed to sing Psukei Dezimra, Mizmor Lasoda? And you'll look at me and say, what are you talking about? Are we supposed to sing Mizmor Lasoda? Who has ever sung Mizmor Lasoda? Unless some singers and Jewish songwriters have composed the melody for it, but we don't sing Mizmor Lasoda during Psukei Dezimra. What is this all about? Well, the Beis Yosef in Siman and Aleph quotes the Or Chaim that the mitzvah of Mizmor Lasoda, of saying it, is to sing it. He says you're supposed to do it b'megina, with music, with a melody. And where does this come from? Well, the truth is, if you look in that Gemara in Shavuos, which you mentioned all the way back when we started, the idea that when you want to expand the city of Yerushalayim, the Gemara in Shavuos says you say Mizmor Lasoda. It also mentions the fact that there were melodies accompanying Mizmor Lasoda. So it was not just a song, but there was also instrumental. So here too, so the idea of Mizmor Lasoda is that it should be sung and it should be accompanied with live music. It should be festive. That's what Mizmor Lasoda is all about. In fact, there's a Medrash Tehillim. The Medrash Tehillim states that in the future, all korbanos are going to become nullified. No more korbanos. Peter will be happy about that. Except for the korban todah. The korban todah will be the only one that will remain. And all songs will become batal. All Shirei Levim apparently will become batal, except in the future, except for the song of Mizmor Lasoda. But the point is that whether this is true or not is another discussion. But what you see from here is the importance of Mizmor Lasoda in general, the Korban, and specifically with regards to the singing of Mizmor Lasoda. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman and Aleph, Sif Tes, Mizmor Lasoda, Yesh Laomra Binagina. You're supposed to sing Mizmor Lasoda. Shekol Hashiros Asiros Libatel. All of these songs in the future will become nullified. Chutz mi Mizmor Lasoda. That is the only one which will not be nullified. So we're supposed to sing it. And in fact, as I mentioned before, all of us are thinking, well, perplexed. What are you talking about? No one sings Mizmor Lasoda. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Halichos Shlomo, in a footnote, that he was perplexed. He used to say to his Talmidim, he doesn't understand why it is that Mizmor Lasoda isn't sung. It would bother him. But at the end of the day, Lamaisa, it wasn't sung. How do we reconcile that? Well, perhaps there's one way to reconcile it. If you look in the Chai Adam, this is quoted in the Piskei Tshuvos, the Chai Adam, when he discusses the requirement to recite Mizmor Lasoda, he actually doesn't say that you should sing Mizmor Lasoda. What he's His language is that Mizmor Lasoda should be said with simcha. He doesn't say you should say it b'negina with song. He says do it with simcha. So perhaps that's an interpretation of what negina means. It doesn't mean you literally need to sing it, but you have to be in a festive or a joyous mood. Perhaps that's the idea. So do we have to sing it or not? The general custom is not to sing it, and perhaps based on the Chai Adam, the idea is to say it b'simcha. Now, do we say it b'simcha? Are we all joyous at 6:30 in the morning? We're probably all pretty groggy and not in the mood to sing it. But again, something for us to work towards, especially in our davening. If we're davening at home and we're not waking up at 6:30 for 6:30 minyan, we're waking up a little bit later, maybe we're getting a little extra sleep. So when we get to Mizmor Lasoda, if we can pause for just 10 seconds and remember what we're about to say and what it's all about, and this prayer of thanksgiving, which we'll read as well together, we'll remember, you know, this is an important thing to be happy about. Despite all of the challenges that are going on in our lives, Mizmor Lasoda, we have what to give thanks. We have to be appreciative. There's another discussion, which we know from the Sidurim. I'm trying to look for my article sitter, so back behind me. The sitter, when you open up the sitter, and you get to Mizmor Lasoda, it says the congregation stands for Mizmor Lasoda. Where did that come from? What is that all about? Well, let's go back to our original source. If the whole idea behind Mizmor Lasoda is that it's connected to giving thanks, it's a function of Birchas HaGomel, well, then it makes sense that we should stand. It's like making Birchas HaGomel. We stand when we make Birchas HaGomel, so we should stand for Mizmor Lasoda as well. What about if it's connected to Korbanos? If it's connected to the Korban Torah, you would think it also makes sense to stand, just like when the Kohanim were offering the Korbanos, they were standing, so we should stand for Mizmor Lasoda too. However, that's not the best proof. Why? Because if you look in Simen Memches, there is a discussion about saying the parsha of Korban Tamid, and there isn't any indication in Simen Memches that we need to stand for the parsha of Korban of the Korban Tamid. In fact, there's a machlokas whether one needs to stand for all of Korbanos in general. And our custom is not to stand for Korbanos. So if we're not going to stand for Korbanos, then why should we stand for Mizmor Lasoda? If it's all about Korbanos, well, then we don't stand for Korbanos. So then Mizmor Lasoda should be the same. And perhaps if you think that we should stand for Korbanos, then we should be standing for Hodu as well. We don't stand for Hodu. So again, there are those who stand up for all of Pesukei Dezimra, perhaps for this reason. But it sounds like if we say that Mizmor Lasoda is a function of giving thanks, now it makes sense to stand up because it's like a Birchas HaGomel. If it's a function of Korbanos, then the truth, even though you would at first glance you would think that that would require us to stand, the truth is upon reflection, it makes actually there's a stronger argument to say that you would not be required to stand. So this machlokas is sort of discussed in the Shari Tshuva on the page on Simon Nun Aleph, and he says that it is clear from the Arizal. He adds that from the Arizal, I don't know what the reason behind it is. Everyone quotes the Arizal, but I haven't seen the reason why. I'm sure it's an Alpi Kabbalah of some sort, that you say Baruch Shamar standing, and then you sit and you begin with Mizmor Lasoda. So according to the Arizal, you sit, and for according to many others, you stand. The Ashkenazi custom is to stand. I think the Sephardic custom is to sit, but it could be that once you're already standing for Baruch Sha'amar, it's easy to stand for Mizmor Lasoda if it's happening one after the next. But from what I understand, if it's Alpi Kabbalah, based on the Arizal, you Dafkar are supposed to sit. So therefore, you say Baruch Sha'amar standing, and then you sit for Mizmor Lasoda. Okay, so as we're winding down for the last couple points within Mizmor Lasoda, let's take a look at the text itself. So we begin with Mizmor Lasoda Hariu Lashem Kol Aretz, a song of thanksgiving. Hariu Lashem Kol Aretz, that we should make a teruah, a teruah of simcha, which sound the trumpets. The whole world should sound this trumpet. Now, by the way, this is one of the reasons why there are those who say that we should actually recite Mizmor Lasoda specifically on Rosh Hashanah, is based on this line, Hariu LaHashem Kol HaAretz, that when we're thinking about the trua of Rosh Hashanah, the shofar blasts. So we should say it on Rosh Hashanah because you feel the connection, a psalm of thanksgiving, of trua, a trua shel simcha, when we have the shofar of the din. The hisorus will continue through the recitation of Mizmor Lasoda. That's one of the arguments to recite it on Rosh Hashanah. Anyhow, we continue as follows. It says, Ivdu es Hashem besimcha, bo lefanav birnana. Serve Hashem with simcha, and come to him birnana. So simcha and renana are two different forms of joy, of simcha, really. Now, simcha, you can say, is that it shouldn't be a burden to you. This is something you should want to do. You should want to always give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite all the difficulties and challenges that we may be going through in life. We're still going to serve Hashem with joy. Bo lefanav birnana, and we should greet him, come to him, approach him, birnana, with a kol rina, with a sound of song, essentially. That's the, by the way, one thing I didn't mention is that as a chaplain in hospitals and in different other various other places, when I go to visit in the patient's rooms and I ask if they want to pray, so what I usually do, my strategy is ask them what they want to pray. And very often when you visit with those who are not Jewish, they like to say the Psalms just like Jews like to say the Psalms. And I'll say the Psalms in English, since they don't usually speak Hebrew. And when I ask what Psalm they like to say, more than 50% of the time, they ask me, let's say Psalm 100 together. So Psalm 100 is something that they love to talk about, serving God with joy. That's something that's always on their lips, which I thought was really, really impressive and meaningful. It gave me a new appreciation for Mizmor Lasoda when I say it in the hospital in English with a patient. And now that I say it in my davening every morning, it feels a little more meaningful. Anyhow, so serve God with joy, approach him with song. Du'u, you should know, ki Hashem hu ho'elokim, know that God is our God. Hashem is Elohim. He alone is our Elohim. He is the one who rewards us for what we do. And how do we connect to God? So there are four ways how we relate to God. Number one is, Hu asanu. We have to know that He made us. Velo anachnu. Now I'll get back to this in a second. He made us. Velo anachnu. And we are His. Amo. He is the leader of our people, of our nation. Vitzon mariso, and he leads us as a shepherd leads his flock. So those are the four different ways, all similar, but four different ways that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki tov Hashem le'olam chasdo, because God is good to everyone forever. His kindness endures forever. Ve'ador vador, and for all the generations, emunah, so we can rely on emunas haftachaso, that he promised us good for the future, and therefore we can be confident in and have faith in that goodness promised to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, permeating throughout the entire short kapitel, five psukim in total, as you mentioned earlier, Rashi says that the four psukim are connected to the four different ways to give thanks, and that first pasuk was added on by David HaMelech. But these five psukim are filled with this connection of thanksgiving, reasons to appreciate our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically because of all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, even if sometimes we feel that we have not gotten our fair shake. I will mention one other point I wanted to get back to. It says, Hu asanu velo anachnu. Now, if you look in all of the Sidurim, it says, Hu asanu velo anachnu, and velo anachnu is spelled, velo is vav lamed vav. In other words, he made us, velo anachnu, and to him we are. If you look in a regular Tanakh, you'll see that there's a kriyuk siv, that it actually says, it's actually written in the Chumash, or in the Tanakh, velo, vav lamed aleph, velo anachnu. In other words, which also makes sense. It doesn't ruin the translation of the text. It doesn't corrupt the text. It's just different. It says you, so you can read it as he made us, and not, and it wasn't us that made anything. Hu anach, hu asanu, velo anachnu. We didn't do anything. We weren't in the world yet. So how could we make anything? So hu asanu velo anachnu. But the proper way, even though that's the ksiv, that's the way that it's written in Tanakh, nevertheless, the creed, the way we're supposed to recite it, is hu asanu velo anachnu, he made us and we are his, amo v'tzon mar iso. And that's how you have to understand the reading. The Mincha Shai, in his commentary on the Pasuk in Tanakh, he points out that there are those who want to claim that it's actually the opposite, that really it's written velo with a vav, and it should be recited velo with an aleph. Others say it says velo and leave it alone. So he says, no, it's all incorrect. The proper way is how it's in our sidurim, velo anachnu vav lamed vav. There's no reason to put a kriyu ksiv in the sidurim. That's why you don't see in brackets vav lamed aleph, and then you have vav lamed vav on the side of it. So hu asanu velo anachnu. So that is. I think we've exhausted just about everything we could possibly exhaust in these five psukim of Mizmor Lasoda. I think the key takeaways from Mizmor Lasoda certainly are not just to remember that this is written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but more importantly, to always remember to be thankful. The Mizmor Lasoda is something that should be on our lips every single moment of the day, not just every morning for Shacharis and Psukei Dezimra, but it's on the Secha Shebechol Yom Imanu. We have to remember that all of the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us every single day, while there may be challenges that we deal with, and issues of health and finances and stress, we have to also remember and be thankful for all the miracles, the corresponding miracles, and perhaps even greater miracles that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, such as the ability to be alive. That's enough to be thankful for these days. And I think in that zechus, may we have the opportunity to bring our offering of thanks on the Mizbeach, in the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, bring our Korban Todas. Each one of us can bring a Korban Toda speedily in our days. Harry wasn't on the call or on the video. Carol was here. As you can see, I changed my clock. It is now 8:20. No, 8:40. I can't tell time. But I changed the clock. See you guys later.